modeling shock-like injections of solar energetic particles with 3D test particle simulations by Adam Hutchinson et al. Solar energetic particle, September, acceleration and injection into interplanetary space during gradual September events is thought to take place at coronal mass ejection, CMA, driven shocks. Features of measured intensity profiles at 1O have been attributed to properties of the radial and longitudinal, latitudinal injections at the shock. Focused transport models are typically used to model acceleration at a CMI shock and subsequent propagation. Test particle simulations are an alternative approach, but so far they have been carried out only with instantaneous injection near the sun. We developed the first temporally extended shock-like injection for our 3D test particle code and investigate how the spatial features of injection affect September intensity and anisotropy profiles for observers at 0.3 and 1.0. We conduct simulations of a monoenergetic population of 5 mega electron volts protons considering 3 different radial injection functions and 2 longitudinal, latitudinal injection functions. We consider a range of scattering conditions with scattering mean free path values ranging from 0.1 to 1.0 and determine intensity and anisotropy profiles at 6 observers at different longitudinal locations. We find that the radial, longitudinal and latitudinal injection functions play a relatively minor role in shaping the September intensity profiles. The dependence of profiles on the value of the scattering mean free path is also weak, unlike what is found from 1D focused transport models. Spatial factors, such as the time of observer shock connection, disconnection and time of shock passage have a much stronger influence on September intensities and anisotropies. Persistent anisotropies until shock passage are seen in our simulations. Comparing instantaneous and shock-like injections, we find that the link between duration of injection and of the September event is very weak, unlike what is commonly assumed. This was modeling shock-like injections of solar energetic particles with 3D test particle simulations by Adam Hutchinson et al.